On January 24th, shortly after taking off from Addison Airport, 23-year-old Logan James veered off his practice flight path and headed to East Texas, telling the tower he wasn't going to listen to them anymore, and he was unplugging the radio. Air traffic controllers were baffled.
He just told that he's going to unplug the comms and it's going to go to East Texas. He's not going to respond to any instructions.
A short time later, James flew his plane into the ground. A suicide note was later found. But the records also show another chilling fact. While pilots are not supposed to drink at all, James was three times the legal limit for driving when he crashed. And he was on marijuana. And he flew over hundreds of homes before reaching that empty field.
If he'd flown into a house, the liability lies with him in part.
Aviation attorney Kent Krause from the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News. News Radio 1080 KRLD.